This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Officials now giving the all clear after a bomb threat put part of Colorado Springs Airport on lockdown this weekend. It started around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Airport officials tell us a young person with mental health issues did not want to be touched by airport security, then told a TSA agent that they had a bomb in their pants. It put the TSA checkpoint on lockdown. Police arrived and determined there was not a bomb, giving it the all clear. The largest school district in Colorado Springs will be making some big changes. Masks will be required for all students, staff, and visitors starting tomorrow at Academy District 20. Officials made the policy change after more than 2,000 students and staff had to quarantine in just the first 6 weeks of school, although masks will not be required outdoors or during passing periods. The Falcon High School football team will be back on the field starting tomorrow. The district cleared them to return to practice with interim head coach Josh Flores at the helm after the entire team was temporarily suspended following a misconduct review. It's unclear exactly what happened, but the sheriff's office is investigating, and several students are facing consequences for what's being called a hazing and harassment incident. Colorado Springs police are investigating a hit and run involving a minivan caught on camera, leading to a fight this weekend off Woodman. If you have any info, contact police. A shooter is on the run this morning after opening fire at the Pueblo Chili and Frijoles Festival, shutting it down on Saturday night. One man was shot and taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Pueblo police say it started as an argument between the suspect and the victim. If you have any information about who that suspect might be, please contact Pueblo police right away. The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is taking place virtually in Southern Colorado today. The event supports breast cancer awareness and research. An inmate at the El Paso County Jail died this weekend while walking to the bathroom. Early Saturday morning, officials say the inmate fell to the ground. Deputies and medical staff rushed to help. They got him sitting up, and he was breathing and responsive. That changed, though, while they waited for more medical help. Despite life-saving measures, the inmate died at the jail. We're still waiting for an official cause of death. The 11th annual Fort Carson Dog Splash just wrapped up. It allows soldiers to bring their dogs to enjoy the pool before it's drained on post. A man is in custody this morning after police say he jumped onto the hood of a woman's car and assaulted her by reaching through her sunroof. It happened on Buchanan Street and North Cascade Avenue in Colorado Springs. Once police arrived on scene, the suspect, Jose Estrada Pizarro, ran from police, leaving officers to chase him down. They ultimately took him into custody, but an officer was injured in the process.
Morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13, meteorologist Barney Venichinkley. Mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Will be breezy and a little hazy at times and very warm. High temperature around Colorado Springs should reach the mid to upper 80s today. We'll be in the low to mid 90s along the Arkansas River from Canyon City to Pueblo. Mountain areas around Teller County probably in the 70s. Could be a couple of sprinkles over the Sangre de Cristo Mountains late this afternoon, but rain not much of a threat anywhere else. Tonight, pretty comfortably cool. We'll drop off into the 50s to near 60 for the plains, 40s over the mountains. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.